This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Yo, feels like a holiday, huh?
Holiday!
Like, roads are empty.
Celebrate!
Even here at Fox Sports Radio, I feel like everyone's like, is anyone here?
Oh, yeah. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, we're here. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick Show, CNR on FSR.
My body's here.
I know. Mentally, I'm still asleep.
I'm still in bed.
But when I see Joel's face, I know it's go time, show time. Good morning, Joel. Good morning, Danny G, super producer.
Yo.
Nick Cope's on the updates, but he's hanging out with us. Of course, Spotty on the videos. At Covino and Rich, most interactive show on radio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. It's Labor Day. Again, I'm Steve Covino. Good morning. That's Rich Davis.
Yeah, well, we got a lot to get to today. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to Coach Prime. We'll talk some college football from over the weekend. And, hey, listen, no more talking. It's here.
No more talky-talky.
Let's talk week one of the NFL. We'll get to all that. NFL trivia a little later.
Now, I was gonna say, we're giving away prizes on this holiday.
Before we even kick off the show, I heard Danny and I heard like multiple rando people complaining about this Spectrum thing. Is that out here in L.A.? And people still have cable TV? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's our main carrier here, and I can't help it. Where I live, HOA pays for it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm stuck with it. And unfortunately, in Southern California, if you're a Spectrum customer, it's blacked out right now as far as Disney and ABC because they're in negotiations and they're fighting with each other. So you are not watching any football right now.
Sorry, Danny. I'm more concerned with the Nick Bosa negotiation than your Spectrum negotiation.
No, but blacked out games, that's a nightmare.
Especially
right?
At the start a football season, and that's exactly why they waited until right now to negotiate.
Son of a...
No, that's so weak. That is the weakest, so I feel your pain, Danny G. Simply, I mean, my Yankees are out of it, so the only way I can relate is, you know...
Are you trying to relate to Danny by saying, like, the Yes Network?
But when I try to watch the Dodgers, too, a lot of times I can't watch it because it's on Spectrum, and it'll be blacked out because of... the MLB app, and anytime a game is blacked out and you just want to sit down, put your feet up and enjoy a game and you can't, it's the weakest. It's the weakest.
Yeah, that is a feeling I think we could all relate to, Spectrum or not. If you're trying to watch a ball game, football, baseball, basketball, anything, and you're like, oh, game's on. Wait, I can't watch it?
Yeah.
It's a frustrating
thing. So aggravating because your whole day revolves around it. That was your plan for the next few hours, right? So I hope they figure that out. But I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Hope you had a Colorado, Florida State sort of weekend. I hope you had a Jason Dominguez sort of weekend. Do you know who that is yet? Because by the end of this show, you're gonna. I'm going to tell you all about
Jason
him. I'm
Dominguez.
Wearing this hat just because of him right now.
Jason Dominguez.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Not everybody does. You're not alone.
Is he an alien?
Oh, he's close. The Martian is what they call him. El Marciano. So I'll tell you all about him. Yeah. He's one of the Yankee Utes.
Are you serious? You want to talk about the Yankees? Week one of the NFL.
I might be buying into it.
No. I'm refusing it. I'm being serious. I'm refusing it.
I got to tell you. I got to at least mention it. That was my mention.
College football started. NFL's here. And you want to talk about the 10-game under 500 Yankees.
No, bro. I'm buying into it. There's still a chance.
There's
anyway,
one guy other than you that's like, yeah, tell him about Dominguez.
It makes it exciting when they call up the young guys. No. He hit 2 home runs this weekend.
No, so anyway. Don't you remember when they tried to call
Am I not allowed to be excited? Or is only what Rich is excited about?
No. The world.
Okay, well, I'm excited about that. You remember, get excited when there's nothing to root for, but then they give you something at least.
Be like me saying, you know, we got to talk about Pete Alonso, 40 home runs. No one cares.
Wait, hold on. Did I say we got to talk about it? I said you're going to know who he is by the end of the show. Yeah, well, that's all I said.
No, it's
I didn't
funny.
Say, hey, man, we're doing a deep dive into this guy.
You know what it is? Nick Cope, you work here at Fox Sports Radio, and every day you're giving updates and trying to figure out what the hot stories are.
You know, every few minutes, Nick, I'm going to give you a little fun fact about the guy, about his life, just so you know him.
All right, I'm going to be ready. And, okay. And yes, I do work here. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, I love seeing you, Nick. But
who?
It's interesting, though, because I think when you work for, let's just say, a team or a sport that's not the hot one in the moment, they still have to make it interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, Camino's a Yankees fan. The people that call Yankees games and the people that work for what, Yes Network, they still have to, work. They have to put their foot on the gas. They, even though most
people. You have to make a story, yeah.
No one really cares anymore. So when they're like, what do they call them, the Yankee Utes?
That's the story. It's so funny.
Remember when they called them the Baby Mets and that just didn't work?
Well, or the Baby Bombers. They've gone with that. They've done all this. So they were like, oh, the Yankee Utes, that'll reel everybody in. And so far, it's kind of worked with me. But it doesn't matter. Look, all your teams won. Nick Cope, it's always great to see you.
Well, I only bring up Nick.
You guys,
because
too.
In the sports update world, I'm sure there's days where nothing's really going on. So you have to make not something that interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're calling the Yankee games now and you're working on East Coast baseball,
who said I'm calling the game? Oh, you mean Michael Kay.
Yeah, I'm saying the people that are.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
If you're calling baseball games for a team that's under 500 at this point of the season, you're just counting the days till October when you're like, time for vacation.
You got to just make it exciting, like I said. So they're packaging all these nobodies into the Yankee Utes. Utes a la my cousin Vinny. Utes? Did you say Utes? So they're packaging that, and one of the guys hit 2 home runs this weekend. And they're making a big deal about it. But anyway, it's not what I'm here to talk about, obviously. I'm just saying, I'm jokingly saying that's why I'm wearing this hat. It's a Yankee sort of spaceship hat. And I want to ask you before we talk about the biggest night in L.A.
Yeah.
In all of sports last night, in L.A. sports for sure, maybe worldwide in sports, we were at the LAFC Miami game last night, soccer game. And we got to tell you all our observations, okay? I have a quick question. What's the one thing worse than forgetting your headphones when you're going to the gym? One thing worse. Because that's a nightmare. That's kind of like when you can't watch your game, Danny G. Like,
Worse than I don't wear headphones at the gym.
You're an anomaly weirdo because you're busy talking to people when they're trying to push out their last set.
I don't talk to anyone at the gym. I just like the surrounding sounds of a gym. I feel
he
like
he likes the. sure you were.
Is Metallica?
Is Metallica?
Metallica? Yeah, he works out with James. Camino works out with.
Yeah. Well, 10, 11, yeah,
who likes
12.
The clinks and clanks of the gym? You.
People
wear headphones. You act like my question was so off the wall, Michael Jackson style, because I said, what's worse than headphones? You're the only guy not wearing headphones.
Okay. What's worse?
I know. I got one. A soggy sock.
That's a good one.
Oh, stepping in a puddle.
Well, I'm going to leave the suspense for another day.
What's worse?
How about forgetting?
Well, when you were younger, talking to a girl the whole night at the club, and then she leaves with another dude.
No, I meant at the gym. But
at the gym. What's worse?
How about forgetting all your gym clothes completely?
I got
that's
one.
What happened.
You go pick up food, Danny G. Pick up order. You're like, is everything in there? And you give it a quick little look-see, one over. Then you get home. And they forget, like, the special sauce.
Or they put mayo on it.
Yeah, gross.
No mayo! No, look, my whole day was planned out. It really was. I'm like, you know what? It's Labor Day. Want to relax. But here's the plan. We're going to come in extra early for Dan Patrick's. Always fun talking to a new audience. Always fun filling in for the DP show. It's always fun to promote Covino and Rich to a bunch of new people. I'm going to do the show, 3 hours of greatness, give Joel a fist bump.
I'll win over the new audience with Dominguez.
Jason Dominguez, bro. J-A-S-S-O-N. And I was like, right after the show.
Jason?
Going to hit to the gym.
Jason.
Jason. Going to head to the gym and push it out.
That's how you know he's a young guy. He spells his name with an extra unnecessary letter. No,
you know how you know he's a young guy? Jason Dominguez? He's named after Jason Giambi.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, his dad's favorite player. So, enough of that guy. I think we already exhausted Jason Dominguez's 2 home runs this weekend. The one thing worse than forgetting your headphones when you're going to the gym is forgetting your actual gym clothes. Because I was like, after the show, right across the street to the gym, get it out of the way. And I'm like, dang, I'm in my car. I'm like, I forgot my clothes. You know how many times I do that, though? I do it all the time, maybe subconsciously. On purpose.
You just don't want to go.
Yeah, but I'm putting my sneakers on, and I leave my gym clothes right there at the door. I'm like,
it's a holiday.
Dang.
Go to the first of all, if you're going to go to the gym on a holiday, I think you're allowed to wear your jeans at the gym.
Nah, that's like.
It's really not a problem. All you do is borrow Rich's. Rich, you got some in the trunk, right?
Yeah, I got some.
Can I see Covino showing up at the gym in Rich's clothes?
Yeah, but you know Rich doesn't wash his gym clothes.
And he
wears really
short
shorts. They got some stank on him, Joel.
At least after a few times.
Yeah, it's got some stank.
I got some dirty softball shorts
in the
trunk.
Got that football locker room smell on it.
Yeah, and they're like the size medium, so I can't wear those. I don't know. So I completely forgot my clothes. And it makes me think of something else that I've been meaning to talk about real quick before we get into all the soccer observations and the college football you're dying to get to. Rich, people are still getting up. Let them warm up. We'll get into the hard-hitting stuff in a minute. 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich if you want to chime in. There's a new guy I hate. It's a classic, but it's not one we've addressed. There's a new guy I hate at the gym. There's several guys you hate at the gym, right? The guy taking a selfie every 3 seconds, that guy you hate.
Oh, the guys. Picture guy. Let's see who else.
Yeah, but
guy that
water bottle guy.
What's water bottle guy?
Always drinking his water bottle.
He has like a gallon of water.
No, he's squirting himself too. Squirting himself. No.
Once again, Metallica's
at Covino's gym.
I go,
Yeah.
It's called Kill Em All Gym.
I got one. A guy I hit at the gym. The guy that once you start.
It's like, bro, how many left? Could I work in? It's like, dude, can you give me 5 minutes? Overly ambitious guy.
I don't want you working in because then I feel rushed and stuff. No.
Okay. Well, this is an obvious one, but I got to tell you, it's my new pet peeve because it happens all the time. There's a lot of super weenies at my gym, right? At our gym. We all go there. It's right across the street from Fox Sports. So chances are a lot of the guys you listen to, especially the younger guys, they all go to the gym across the street.
Yeah.
Right across the street. And it's sort of like an epidemic, Rich. There's a lot of young, skinny weenials that are at the gym that aggressively drop their weights with authority. And it's like so obnoxious, dude, because I feel like someday it's going to fall through the floor or something like that because we're on like the third floor of this building at the gym. And it's so annoying, dude. I got to call them out and I got to say it's my new pet peeve. Like, it's no shock that some muscle-bound behemoth is going to drop weights aggressively because he's lifting heavy weight. I'm talking about these pencil neck skinny guys or just an average fella who's dropping the weight so aggressively, it's the new, like, look at me. I'm not saying new, it's the new thing that bothers me.
It's like a bat flip.
Oh, yeah. Walk off. Yes, dude, that's exactly what it is. It's the gym bat flip. And I'm like, hold on, dude. That barely made it out of the park. Not worthy of a bat flip. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that the old timer in has no patience for.
He's doing curls with 15s, and he's like,
no, because drops. It's like, you know, it's like a mic drop, but the joke wasn't funny. It's like, that's not
but
worthy
that's
of a
clang-a-lang that Rich likes. Rich likes the clang-a-lang.
I like the sounds of the gym.
Yeah. Oh, he does like the clang-a-lang.
Yeah. I like the clang-a-lang.
Rich gives him the thumbs up. He's like, that's what I'm here for.
Rich does a for him.
Yeah. Rich is like, right on, buddy.
I felt that 10 pounds.
Right on. That's why I'm here for the sounds. Yo, I got to tell you, man, please pay attention and take note. It's again, the dropping, the aggressive, like, the opposite would be, guys, you do a regular set. You put it down like a normal person. There's people that just throw it with no regard or care at all about anyone around them or the fact that, I don't know, maybe it could go through the ceiling, through the floor. Who knows?
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't know that, but still, it's ridiculous the way I see people do this. I think it's worse than the guy who doesn't wipe things down. I think it's worse than the guy that's trying to talk to you at the gym. It's my new pet peeve. And it's like,
you called them the weenials.
The weenials. It's because only weenies do stuff like this, Joel. My theory is this. If you're the guy that does it, you're a guy with a tiny peepee.
And that's he's right across the street waiting on you to come on over.
And they're all across the street, man. So, hey, I'm calling you out today on Fox Sports Radio. It's my new pet peeve. Just throwing it out there to get the show warmed up. I hate that guy.
He says, I made you look.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get you to look. But again, if you're Derek Poundstone, if you're a strong man and you're pushing out a lot of weight, or if you're working out super hard like our buddy Spot does with his trainer and everything, and you're so exhausted that you just have to drop the weight or else you're going to snap a muscle, I understand. These guys are throwing their weight down, and it's gross.
We should start a TV show for Rich. Be like, Rich, was that a throwdown clang-a-link? Or was that a earned clang-a-link drop?
You got to earn that.
I love how Covino brings up the name strongman Derek Poundstone.
I used to work with that guy.
Danny G.
On Sirius XM.
You've been producing us for 2 years now. You're like part of the fam. Back in the day at Sirius XM. Covino is approached like, hey, Covino, you want to make a little extra cash? Do you want to host a once-a-week specialty show? There's a strongman that has a sponsor, and he wants to do a fitness once-a-week strongman show, but he needs someone to co-host with him because he's not really a radio guy. And Covino's like, I'll do it. So for about a year, Covino hosted a once-a-week show with this guy named Derek Poundstone, who was the type of guy that could bend like a frying pan, rip a phone book, pull a bus with his neck.
I think he pulled an airplane with his earlobes one time. Yeah, the guy was insane. And I've been lifting with Derek Poundstone.
Yeah, like
if you're Derek Poundstone, Beefcake Strongwell.
Must have been appointment listening.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, the zero people set that appointment.
and again, you're lifting until the veins in your head are busting out. Like, and you're going to drop the weight. I get it.
Poundstone.
But if you're just pushing out a regular set like a normal person and you're throwing your weights around, I got to throw the flag on you. So again, my new pet peeve. And you could chime in if you agree or disagree at Covino and Rich. But we got to talk about our observations, too, last night.
Yeah, last night we, out of nowhere, we get an email.
Nowhere.
It's true.
We get an email saying that you've been approved for press credentials for the LAFC Inter Miami soccer game. Lionel Messi's in town, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Covino hits me up Saturday night. He goes, bro, check your email. Spot, when did you do this?
Like, well, I wanted to make sure. I'm like, yo, everybody check their email because I'm like, is someone messing with me? Because this is the biggest game, hottest ticket in sports right now, especially in L.A. Like, there was a lot of hype around this because of Messi's first game here in Los Angeles against the LAFC, the defending champs. And, you know, we were comparing it here on Fox Sports Radio to like a Taylor Swift sort of moment, but in the world of soccer, it's a tough ticket.
Monday, August 14th.
I must have just done it. I knew what we were talking about it on the show and how big of a game it was, and I must have on a whim just been like, let me give it a try.
And
I had no hopes. None.
We didn't think it would happen.
I didn't think it would happen.
So we're like, we got to go to this thing.
I'm like, yeah, I checked my email.
Would have checked it.
We go to this game, and my first observation from this is immediately, wow, what a, like, we're not even in the stadium yet. I'm like, wow, what a scene. Like, I could already tell, like, this has a vibe that other sports doesn't have.
Well, we need to make it very clear to the Fox Sports Radio Nation, the entire Covino and Rich show, although we may have played soccer as kids growing up. Rich, I don't think you did you?
Never played soccer.
You just coach girls. Oh, no, you girls softball and soccer. You did coach for a minute.
I coached four-year-old kids playing soccer once. That's my closest connection to
soccer.
We've
never been to a professional soccer game. We never went to an MLS game, so this was kind of a cool moment for us because a lot of people were like, yo, if you have the chance to go to this, go to this. And if you're not a fan after that, then you'll never be a fan. So we're like, well, we got to go. Let's go see the hype. Let's see what it's all about. Let's go see one of the greatest athletes worldwide, Messi.
Not really a soccer watcher.
No.
You know, I watch Ted Lasso.
Right.
Watch a World Cup every 4 years.
Well, last night we watched Ted Lasso watch LAFC because he was there. Everybody was there.
Coach
That's part of the
Coach
story.
Coach Beard was there.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get to that. Let's start from the beginning. Observations.
Observations. There's a whole big press line. I can only imagine more people try to, quote, cover this game than any soccer game LAFC had ever had. But, like, probably, would you argue five times as many people? Like, the amount of press is what I'm saying.
Had to be. Had to be. We ran into some old colleagues, too, which was nice. That was nice. Think about this. I think a lot of people could probably relate to this. We were working at ESPN during pandemic. And, see, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. Because during pandemic. It makes me emotional. Because what happened was, remember when Rudy Gobert was rubbing the microphones and the headphones? We're like, yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks, guys, later. We never went back. And I'm sure that was the case for a lot of people listening.
Yeah, fun fact, we worked at ESPN for about 3 years. When we went home for 2 weeks to, quote, flatten the curve, we never went back. We worked from home for a year and then left there and, you know.
So 5 years later, we're seeing old colleagues that we said, hey, see you in 2 weeks.
Those 2 weeks were in 2020.
Yeah, so I'm sure that was the case for a lot of people because people took different paths during and after the whole COVID thing. So
I can only imagine, I'm sure there were people here at Fox Sports Radio where during COVID it was like, yeah, I'll see you soon, and you probably never saw them again. That's every job.
So that's one of my first observations. But I'm going to tell you why I'm now choosing soccer over hockey, and I'll explain.
Oh, nice.
All right, well, hey, we got that. And don't worry, we're going to get into a lot of NFL because it is week one. We are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Whew. 3 days away.
Can you believe
NFL
it?
NFL kickoff. We're going to talk a lot about Coach Prime today. We got a lot to get to. CNR in for Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, the best thing about football coming back is all the fun and the action. The best Thursday of the year is coming up. It's all about NFL opening night. Football is back in DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NFL is hooking new customers up with a can't-miss offer to celebrate.
Place your first $5 NFL bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. DraftKings is hooking up everyone with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game this September. Check the app to see what you get.
Don't wait till kickoff to get in on the hype. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Patrick. New customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. That's code Patrick only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
We are Covino and Rich, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, in for Dan Patrick. We're like Phil and Frank. Last week, we were in for Colin Cowherd, in for Colin on the Herd. You heard? If not, catch it on the podcast, look it up. And they said, you want to fill in for Dan Patrick? We're like, why the hell not? Of course.
Absolutely. Don't be ridiculous.
Now, normally we're on from 2 to 4 West Side. That's 5 to 7 on the East Coast. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day, your day off. Good morning. It's Covino and Rich. We got extra crispy bacon for you. We got extra coffee. Anybody need more coffee?
So
I'm good.
Joel played Drake, and it reminded me that's a song that was popular around the time of COVID. And you were just saying, right?
Yeah.
People were dancing like while their car was rolling. They would get out of their car and dance alongside their car.
That stupid trend. Of course, I remember that.
Yeah. So when you were saying how some people left work and never went back.
Never went back. It happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, hope you had a Coach Prime sort of weekend, a Cyril Gane sort of weekend. I hope all your teams won. Of course, NFL starts this week. I know Joel's got to be super pumped about that. So lots of NFL, lots of football to talk about. But
his Lions are prime time NFL kickoff. Who would have thought who would have thought a couple years ago the Lions would warrant like, this is the hot team everyone wants to see opening night.
Let's give them some roast beef on opening night. Some easy, but
they gave you the defending Super Bowl champions. Way to start the season. So
they gave us to them.
Let's get to NFL in a little bit. Let's get to Coach Prime in the weekend. But real quick, we went to something last night that I didn't know what to expect, and our observations are all over the place, but they're sort of fun.
Keep in mind, too, Fox Sports Radio Nation, Dan Patrick Show, that we've never been to an MLS game. We never went to the stadium. And we're sort of on the fence of, are we getting into soccer or what? Right?
Well, listen, we've been to Super Bowls, playoff games, World Series, basketball, even hockey, but like college football. Been to Notre Dame, Penn State, you know, Syracuse, up in the Carrier Dome. We've been to a lot of, you know, fun different places. Never been to a soccer game. So we roll up to LAFC, go through the press line, get in. Now, here's where it gets interesting. We go to the press area, which is a bunch of, like, reporters sitting at desks in a row.
Yeah, Scoops Callahan was there, so we're positioned right next to him.
You know that scene where it's just a bunch of sports guys.
It's the press box.
I'm saying the average listener spot's never been to a press box.
Well, yeah, but they know the expression press box.
Yeah, so it's just rows of like reporters.
It was catered boxes, though, so that was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, free food is always great.
They have typewriters and cigars.
It seemed like it, Danny.
All right, let's see. All right, Inter Miami versus LAFC. All right, yeah.
They had like a ticker machine.
It sounded like everybody else was really there working, and then there was
us.
It's weird.
Guys.
No,
we were there
weird
to observe. Our work.
We're reporting right now.
Yeah, our work is observation, Joel. So we go there, and
that's true.
I grab a little free food, and then I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem like the most exciting place to be. So the press box is what you'd imagine. A bunch of reporters in polo shirts or button-downs with ties and khakis, and they're all covering the game. I got to give Spot credit. Spot decides to just take a walk. And he's like, I'm going to walk around, see what's going on.
He warned me to walk with authority, though.
And we've discussed this on the show before, this show and our afternoon show. I love testing the limits of a credential.
Yeah, we had sweet credentials.
So I like to see where I can go, because like sometimes if we have a credential and you walk with purpose, you really can go anywhere.
So we had media credentials that said Fox Sports.
So Spot is like, guys, there's seems to be like a cool like VIP lounge.
It's like a little club.
It was almost like a nightclub.
Yeah. I think it was called the Sunset Deck.
The Sunset Deck.
But it was swanky. It had like a swanky vibe to it.
And let's take a look over there. And we walk with authority. We walk past the person that's checking credentials, and they're sort of like not really paying that close attention.
So the reminder here is walk with purpose, because we got right in.
We get in there, and we have a better view of the game.
Forgot to mention, you guys had a ladder.
We brought a ladder. Yeah. Remember the old social media trick. Walk somewhere with a ladder, and then no one will ever stop you.
Right.
So we walk in, and at this point, we're like, I don't think we could leave, because now we're in this area. And I'm like, we can't leave, because once we leave, we can't get back in.
But you didn't want to leave, because we went from the press area, where everyone was, you know, reporting and schmoozing, and it was sort of a boring vibe, into this swanky sort of awesome vibe with the awesome view of the game.
And I overheard someone saying, you know, these little tables over here, they're $2,000 a person. And I'm like, all right, we're definitely not an area we should be in. So we're in this VIP lounge area, and we're like, all right, we can't leave, because once we leave, we'll never be able to get back in, because we don't have the proper credential. So we're staying put. And then all of a sudden, the stadium starts filling up. And I just wrote down some quick observations to tell you guys what we saw. And then again, we'll get to NFL and a bunch of other stuff. But first vibe is, I say vibe for a reason. Compared to a baseball game, even a big football game, I've been to playoff games, World Series, Super Bowls. Like I said, I'm not bragging, I'm just explaining. This scene for a regular LAFC, I know Messi was in town, it's like a dance club vibe.
Not only that, the section is a section of crazy fans with a whole freaking drum line going on and flags and this craziness. I can only compare it to like a college vibe. Because it was so out of control, so fun. The music was so loud. And it wasn't just regular stadium music. They weren't playing jock jams. You know, it was like Pitbull was performing or something, right?
They were bringing the party. It was like, honestly, felt like you were in South Beach.
Right?
They know their audience.
Right? Dude, yeah. It was just nonstop. And they're like, we got DJ Frescomundo on the ones and twos. DJ Frescomundo was playing all the greatest like Latin hits. It was insane. It was awesome. Yeah. But the vibe was electric. I noticed that off the bat. Like, this didn't feel like your regular American sporting event. It just didn't, because obviously soccer's international. You got Messi playing tonight. So it was a big deal. It just felt very different.
Plus, they need a lot of window dressing because the game on the field is so boring.
Danny?
Well, you know what? That's
Danny,
a great point, Danny.
What you just said, I'll be honest, it was the vibe far outdid the game itself. The game ended up being, you know, LAFC lost 3-1. Messi had an assist, didn't score a goal, but
he almost did, though.
The atmosphere.
Yeah, I think he had two assists.
There's fans. They call them the 3252. We saw our buddy Max Bretos, who we used to work with at ESPN. He's like the announcer and the main dude for LAFC. And he's like, yo, they don't stop. Danny, from the minute
90
they get
minutes
there
stop.
Until the end, there's
not one stop.
There's a drum line. And they're just chanting the whole time. Jump, and they're like, it is a nonstop scene. Music playing. It's more of a party than any other sport we've ever been to. So, again, I think you are sort of making up for the fact that the vibe is better than the actual game.
Doesn't matter, though. You're paying a nice price for a good ticket. You want to have fun. You want to experience a great time. And then they're showing all the people in the crowd, and we're saying it's the hottest ticket in L.A. last night. You got everyone from Selena Gomez, everyone from Leonardo DiCaprio to Prince Harry. And I bumped into him going to the bathroom yesterday. He's like, it's Prince Harry. Prince Harry's here at this game. And Spot.
Yeah, if you don't believe that we were in an area that we shouldn't have been in, there's a picture on our
Instagram. Oh, I saw Spot's bathroom photo.
Yeah, there's a picture. That was the bathroom. There's a picture on our Instagram of Spot with David Beckham.
Yeah. See the urinal in the background.
Like a story.
Yo, Nick Cope, no joke. We were in an area that, like, I'm not even joking, we should not have been in. All of a sudden, Camino's like, yo, dude, Prince Harry's next to him. Yeah, and there's Spot taking selfies with Beckham.
High profile suites. in our area.
And you know what, Danny G, the atmosphere, the fact, and the main part of the story is we're in an area we're not supposed to be in. You factor all that in, that does add to the fun that we had, the vibe. So again, you got DJ Fresco. You have like a DJ going. You got a drum line. You got a vibe. You got Messi, international superstars, celebrities. We're in VIP in a super swanky spot. So, of course, situations are perfect for Covino and Rich to have a great time. And then, of course, you know, Messi has two assists, like we said. And my final observation is this, or my final thought, Rich. And I know you have a few more observations, but my final thought is this. You know, we're always on the fence about hockey, too, and people always say, dude, you gotta go to a game. Once you go to a game, you hear this all the time.
Yeah.
Once you go to a game, dude, you'll be hooked. And I've gone to a few games, and I'm not saying they suck by any means, but if there was ever a vibe where you go to the game and you're hooked, it was the LAFC soccer game yesterday. Like, that might be my team. Just the way that we were treated, the way we had a good time, the way it felt, the vibe, it was fun. So yeah. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm hooked. That, if anything, your one-time experience, you're hooked. It's soccer over hockey for me. For me. That was my takeaway. Like, wow, that was really fun.
What Covino's saying is if you had to say your major four, football, baseball, basketball, it was hot dog eating at one point, right?
It was hot dog.
Not hockey, but now you're saying the fourth is soccer for you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to make room because it was just such an experience, and just like that hockey experience that everyone talks about, I think everyone needs to experience, you know, Messi when he's in town. It's like we said, Taylor Swift.
My thought is
you gotta go.
I have one final thought, and then we start previewing what everyone is thinking about. Week one of the NFL, talk a little bit about Coach Prime and how he is changing the game of college football. So all football the rest of the show, but we had to talk about our experience at LAFC because it really was an amazing night, and it really was an experience. And my thought is, you know how you could look at who you're with? Let's say you're a New York guy, and you end up dating some Italian girl from Brooklyn.
Gina.
You end up dating Gina. And you're like, that's my life. You're like, you know, if I grew up in the South, maybe I would have ended up with some, like, Southern belle. Or you're like, oh, maybe you know, maybe if I grew up in downtown L.A., I'd be with the princess of the barrio, for all I know. You ever think to yourself, depending on where you grew up, not only did it affect like who you ended up with, who your friends are, but imagine if you grew up overseas. The passion, Danny, you have for like the Lakers or the Raiders, the passion Covino has for the Yankees. Imagine if we were just all growing up somewhere in Europe where we were all just huge football fans, huge soccer fans. You would be, because think of the passion you have for the Raiders. That would just be for, like, a soccer club. It's an interesting thought, because you could see how you could get into it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was an amazing time, amazing experience, and the star power. Let's just say this. The star power for Messi, obviously it's real. But you got, again, World Cup superstar, international superstar going against the MLS defending champs.
Well, you saw the first game. Kim Kardashian's there getting his jersey, and LeBron's there bro-hugging him.
It provided for a star-studded event. Again, worldwide stardom. And I'm not sure anyone in the major sports that we watch could compare. The answer is no. They can't compare to the,
do you think if LeBron,
to the magnitude of Messi. We saw it firsthand.
Do you think if LeBron does a I'm retiring, final season, that's how it is, you think every city he goes to is going to be?
No way. Internationally, people don't care the same way.
Okay.
But think about that. Great time at the LAFC game last night.
All right. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, we got more. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next.
Thank you, Joel, on the ones and twos. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day, your extended weekend. We're Covino and Rich.
You got your Trapper Keeper?
Got my Trapper Keeper.
Got your pen with the four different colors on top?
Got my lunch packed up and my shoes tied tight.
Who's on your lunchbox, A-Team?
Transformers, man.
Alf.
Ready for school this week.
Yo, Joel, Danny G, who was on your lunchbox as a kid? Or did you bring a brown paper bag?
Come on, man.
What you got?
It was brown paper bag wrapped in an old Wonder bag in case it leaked.
I had my little thermos. I was all ready, man.
I had the hard plastic Los Angeles Raiders lunchbox.
Oh, it is a surprise.
Wow. Shocking.
Danny G, hardcore Raiders fan. Of course, Nick Cope is on the updates. We're Covino and Rich. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Now, a quick reminder, we're on from 5 to 7 on the East, usually on Fox Sports Radio. But please subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. And we have a new bonus show that airs on Wednesdays on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. And again, wherever you stream your podcast, search Covino and Rich. Overpromise, because Blubber Lips Davis, Rich Davis over here, always overpromises things we don't have time for, to be honest.
So all check the it out. All the stuff we don't get to, a video podcast with Fox Sports Radio. And we're doing stuff with DraftKings with that. So it's a lot of fun. Free. Check it out wherever you get your pods. Now, we are going to get to Coach Prime in a second. We are going to get to some NFL trivia. We're going to talk some NFL. But any final observations about our LAFC adventure yesterday, besides the fact that we found ourselves in a place we shouldn't have been in and Spot was taking selfies with David Beckham?
Well, that was the best part of the story, and that probably helped with the vibe, and that probably counteracted, like Danny G said, the boring game on the field, you know, because the atmosphere is so electric. But I'll say that, yeah, I would go again in a heartbeat. That's the difference for me. Like, I would, you say again, hey, you want to go to another LAFC game? I'd be like, yes, let's go.
I think so, but
it was fun.
How close did you guys get to the field?
Oh, we weren't very close to the field. We were just
we were on the observation like deck, like a party deck up top.
I was going to say, this probably would have been one of the first events you were at where everybody probably was shorter than you.
Yes.
Soccer guys, yes. Not tall.
Soccer guys.
Danny, have you ever found yourself in an area you shouldn't have been in and you're like, what? How did I get in this VIP area?
Oh, yeah. No, I got to cover a Raiders game in Oakland, one of the last John Gruden games in Oakland, and I was in the team meeting after the win, and I was not supposed to be in the locker room at that point. Yeah.
I think everyone that's worked at in sports or music in our world has found themselves at least one time in a place where they're like, I shouldn't probably be here.
Yeah, we're in the room where it happens.
So
this is the hot spot.
You guys should have worked it, and that way you could go every time. You didn't work it out?
You know, we
shook the right hand.
I was nervous, Joel, because I feel like the minute I talked to someone, they'd be like, why are you here?
Everybody where we were had specific bracelets. We did not.
Did you hide your credentials?
Every time someone passed, Spot would say, hide your wrist.
Hide your wrist.
Yeah. So again, not only were we schmoozing where we shouldn't, we're also boozing and eating all the catered food where we probably shouldn't have. So it was a great experience last night. And again, between some international superstar soccer games and the college football, it
first
was
of
a
all,
fun weekend
a
and
we
some
need
UFC
to give
fights.
Spot. Let's give Spot a hand.
Yeah, I know, Spot. That was awesome. Nice.
Coming back and getting you guys. Yeah. I wouldn't have. I would have
just
stayed gone.
Left. You know, because otherwise we would have just been sitting in a press room. So, you know, not exciting. I will say, though, the thought of wherever you grew up, obviously, wherever you grew up dictates who you root for, but it also dictates what sports you like. And I was saying off the air again to Covino, imagine you grew up in England somewhere or somewhere else, like instead of your passion for the Yankees or the Lakers or the Dodgers or whoever you root for, Texas football, you know, Oklahoma, LSU. Sorry, LSU.
It's also generational,
yeah, but
too, though.
Imagine,
my younger brother grew up in New Jersey as well as a huge soccer fan.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you could be some bloke at a bar, like, you know, watching soccer every week, and that could be your passion with your scarf on, you know? It is really funny to think about where you grew up dictates what you root for. Now, this weekend, I was so excited because I was watching the first half on my phone. Then I got home to sit and watch the second half, and I'm so aggravated. Like, you know how many people hit me up aggravated saying, man, I was going to take Colorado money line plus 720. And much like me, we should have. It seemed like, yeah, what a fun chance to take. Coach Prime, 21-point underdog. Everyone said, all right, we get it. A lot of flash, neon Dion, we get it. But, I mean, TCU was in the national championship last year, so slow down.
Right.
Slow down. 21-point underdogs. We talked about how week one of college football, there are a lot of big-time teams playing, you know, the pushover opponents, right, where it's like, well, Michigan, Alabama, all these teams were favored by like 30-something points. I was like, ooh, this game's close. I keep watching. I'm like, close. Colorado has something going on And it's all about prime time Deion Sanders. Anyone that hates this.
I mean, it's always been about prime time Deion Sanders, whether he was a player or a coach. So there should be no surprise there, period.
But Coach Prime is getting a lot of heat and a lot of support. And I think it depends on what type of person you are. There's no denying his son, Shedeur Sanders, was unbelievable this weekend. Yo,
510 yards.
Kids
four
are
tutties.
Playing for him. So we'll talk about Deion, Coach Prime, and of course, NFL football all coming up. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Now, it's all about King's Hawaiian.
King's Hawaiian. You know, football season, Rich is so pumped about it. We're all pumped about it. Right around the corner, as you start thinking about tailgates and watch parties, King's Hawaiian makes fall Sundays even better by making them Slider Sundays.
I like this. I like Slider Sundays.
I love it.
It's their original roll, slider buns or salty pretzel buns. Mm. Those soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls are perfect for any football get-together. Fun, delicious, customizable, and shareable. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday is a perfect weekly mealtime ritual to enjoy football Sundays with friends and family.
There are so many great slider combinations, but it all starts with King's Hawaiian. Go to kingshawaiian.com for game day recipe inspiration.
Starting off the season with big game sliders, as delicious as it is simple. Ground beef, thick cut bacon, cheddar, grilled onion, spicy mayo, all in that King's Hawaiian bun. It's kickoff time, and you got to enjoy with the irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.